You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
Servants saying, tell them which have been, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my like oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all the things are ready come unto the marriage. He's telling them he got everything prepared.
Yes.
All they have to do is answer the call.
Yes.
Just come. Yes. You know, you ready for the wedding, you come, you know there's going to be some fine food there. You know, from your standpoint, you expected, what, barbecue chicken, and if Granny made her dressing. I mean, you expecting some good stuff. And for those who really go back long time, you want what, chitlins, is it
called?
Yes. You see, I come here, when we go to the wedding, we have pilau and callaloo and curry chicken. And so, you know, all your special dishes are there. You're expecting a feast. It's a marriage feast. You're expecting to be happy, enjoy music, dancing, and eating. So the king is saying, I've got everything ready.
Oh my God.
This is the day. He said, the oxen are ready, you know. My servants cooked up a storm. Come. But verse 5 says, but they made light of it and went their ways. One to his farm, another to his merchandise. And it got so bad, folks, that a few of them who were left took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. It got so bad, they got so upset, they killed the guys who gave me the message on the call. This is how he described the kingdom of God. Those servants went out to the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Have you answered? We hope. You see, the king was going to have the wedding anyway. It's just that who were there are different. See, if the kingdom of heaven is like this marriage feast, then we realize if it's going to be a lesson to us that we too have to respond to the call. We cannot make a light of it. We cannot ignore it.
Amen.
We cannot turn from it and, you know, I got too much to do. Have you heard that recently?
Amen.
The kids, the job, the everything else. That I don't have time to obey this call. I don't even have time to listen to this call. And if we look back to the Old Testament, we saw some similar things happen. You're not alone in this thinking. Abraham had to answer his call.
Yeah.
When God called him out of his country and told him to go forward, he didn't have that much direction. But you know how we are sometimes. We want to know everything. Lord, if you call me, I need to do this and do it. Where am I going to get the money from? Is it going to be okay? Abraham didn't have any of that. So he called him out. As a matter of fact, his name was Abraham. It was not even Abraham at that point.
Amen.
He did not make light of it in Genesis chapter 15. It says God appeared to Abraham in a vision.
Yes.
And he said, fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward.
Yes. Yes.
And he said to him that from him shall come out, from his own bowels, an heir.
Yes.
In other words, he said, your seed is going to be important. He says, as a matter of fact, Abraham, just get out of your tent for a moment. And I want you to look up to the stars.
Well,
and he said, you see all those stars that you can't even number?
Yes.
That's how great you're going to be.
Yes.
He says, cast your eyes over there, you know, just beyond Egypt. From the river of Egypt to the river of the Euphrates. And I just want you to say, that's going to be your land. And his wife, Sarah, at that time, her name was Sarai.
Yes.
She had her name hadn't changed yet.
Uh-huh.
And she knew about this vision that Abraham had, that God gave Abraham. But like some of our women, we tend to run a little ahead. We are like Eve. We have been studying the woman. When we meet on the first Saturday, we have been studying the woman of the Bible, and we took care of Eve, and we studied Sarah a bit.
Yes.
But Sarah, yes, she's known at this time, decided to take matters in her own hands. She couldn't wait. She didn't have the patience. And she thought, she started to look, guess at herself. Wait a minute, I'm kind of old for this baby-rearing, baby-making situation. So I'm going to help God out. Now, I respect Sarah. I can understand her frustration. But the angle she took, I have to admit to us sisters, I would not take that approach to the problem. She gave her handmaid to her husband. I really wouldn't do that. And the brother didn't refuse.